Okay, hi. Welcome to Two Cents.
I hope, as a longtime listener to Two Cents, one, I'm honored to be a guest.
Yay.
And two, I would like everyone to know that they don't edit that sound in. They play it into the mic.
If you could not hear the little one after, it went into a different sound that I didn't stop it in time. That's what that second little party sound was.
Oh my God.
Listen hard for that. This is Annie, if you don't know her voice.
This is me.
Annie's my roommate.
I'm Courtney's roommate, her bestie, and her producer.
All in one. Ew. If you can't tell, we spend a lot of time together.
Too much time.
But Sarah has having a crazy busy week, so we decided to take some off her plate.
Yeah.
Because we don't need anyone getting too stressed.
This first week of classes has been crazy for classes, the world of academia, you know, but also in our social lives. Right, Court? I feel like everyone's just having a crazy week.
Yes. I want to say maybe it has something to do with, like, where the moon and the planets are at.
I know. I heard something recently that someone...
About the...
Mercury retrograde?
Oh, I was going to comment on the whole...
The broom.
Broom situation. If anyone knows the whole TikTok broom stand-up thing, when me and Annie get home tonight at, like, 9:30, is it still going to be in effect?
I hope. It's still the same day.
We have to find a broom.
Yeah, we'll text in our group me and be like, hello, everyone. We need a broom.
If that's telling to the listeners of how dirty our apartment is, because we do not own a broom.
We also don't own a vacuum. We've been using our neighbor's vacuum.
We've had it since...
the first week.
And we just vacuum every type of floor, not just the rugs. You vacuum it all.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a funny story about one time I should have vacuumed when I didn't?
Yeah, do I know it already?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't told this story in a couple years, honestly.
Oh, it's not in our apartment.
No.
Gotcha.
So one time when I was probably like in ninth grade, you know?
Right.
I was...
ninth grade.
When I played soccer, I would make Gatorade for practice and stuff, you know? And so I had powder instead of like just buying a bunch of Gatorades,
you
know? And so my friend was over and I was making some Gatorade before soccer practice. And then my brother was just being a total nuisance, you know?
Right.
And so I brothers.
Brothers,
know?
Right.
So I pretended to shout out to Max and Alex.
Huh.
So Max was just being annoying and I grabbed the Gatorade powder and I pretended to throw it at him.
Oh.
But I pretended.
Oh.
But then the cap wasn't on and Gatorade powder went everywhere. And I was like, since it's a powder, I'll just Swiffer it up, right? Wrong.
What's the floor like?
It's a wood floor.
Is there grout?
No, it's a wood, it's like a real wood floor, not laminate. And it's like oak or whatever. And so I get the Swiffer, I spray it with some water, and then the whole floor just like gets stained with Gatorade. We had a big red stain on the floor for years. And then finally we bought laminate to put over our nice wood floors so there'd be no more red stain. So if you ever come over and you see that the kitchen has different flooring than the rest of the house, it's because there's a Gatorade stain under it.
Wow.
I know, right?
I'll love to know that fun fact when I come to your house this summer to use your hot tub.
Yeah, I don't think anyone actually knows that, except that one girl who was over.
You heard it here first.
Everyone, listeners, you now know top secret info.
I don't know that I've ever, like, done damage to my house because my brother was a nuisance.
Oh, I have more stories about my brothers being nuisances.
The real story I think I can say that, like, will really reign true of how much of a nuisance this boy was in my life.
It's about quality, not quantity.
Yeah.
You know, a big nuisance is worse than a bunch of nuisances.
Little nuisances?
Nuisi.
If you will, yeah. I would sit, if you've been in my house and you can picture my house, there's the dining room table, and then on the wall is this massive mirror.
Is there a hole behind it?
No.
Oh, I thought, like, they had to put the mirror to cover up, like, a hole.
Oh, no. No. I'm telling you, this boy was evil. He's not now.
This boy as in your brother.
Yep. I would sit there, like the good student I am, doing my homework facing the wall.
Facing the wall? That's weird.
Well, no. Okay, so just as sitting at the table. Like, obviously, no matter where you sit, you're facing
kind
of wall.
Yeah.
But, like, facing the wall with the mirror on it. And my brother, there's a cutout behind me that leads to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother would stand there and use his heavy duty, like nighttime flashlight and shine it into the mirror so that it would blind me while I was trying to be a good student.
Wow.
But I still have 20/20, so
I have another. Didn't work. Let me share one more story about my brother that also relates to me being a good student, but also it's me being a bad student and my brother.
Let's hear it.
All right. So for anyone who's not from Massachusetts, we have this stand. Yeah, and a lot of people as well.
Right, right.
We have this thing called
most.
We have this thing called MCAS, Massachusetts something something standardized test. I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There might not be a T at the end, but I always called it MCAS. It's just like the standardized test that you have to take for like literally your whole public school life, and it's a way to like measure stuff. And if you do well on your MCAS, you get scholarships to like state schools and everything. And so you take it from like third grade until sophomore year of high school.
Okay.
And so, not to toot my own horn, but I was always in the proficient for everything, right? Except this one year.
Oh no.
This one year, I got in the first percentile for my English. And so, like, I've always just been better at math, you know? So I always was like just chilling on my math, getting proficient, getting way up there. And then the first percentile for English. And so we get like this letter in the mail that's like your MCAS scores. You get them every year. And so mine was like, oh, you're in the first percentile for English. And I was like, that's tough. Then my brother stole it from me, ran around the house, like flaunting it in my face. And so then eventually he runs outside and I'm like chasing him outside. And then I was really upset. So I go back inside and I'm sitting on the stairs.
Upset because you were like sad that you got a one.
Yeah. And like, this is important part to the story. My brother's a genius.
Oh, okay. It's that
He got a full ride scholarship because like he does good in school.
Yeah.
And so he was just like, essentially, you're dumb, blah, 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 you know,
right.
Chasing this letter around. And so my house is like 100 plus years old, has like those old windows.
Yeah.
So the circle windows that they don't make anymore.
Yeah.
And so he's waving it in front of the window and I punched a hole through the window.
Nice.
I know. I didn't know I was so strong. Nope. I was just so strong.
Wonder Woman.
Oh, I was just like having a time afterwards in the worst way because my mom pulled into the driveway with like groceries from work.
Right.
And then I was like, Mom, I punched a hole in the window. And she was like, Annie, that's my favorite window. And you punched a hole in it. And so we had just like a piece of wood in this window for the longest time. And so I think the window is fixed, but my dog likes to stand on the stairs and bark out the window. Okay. So now we cover it up anyway.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
You know that video of that little boy who accidentally breaks the like door that's a window to his house and then he packs up his bag and moves away?
No.
It's so funny. It's like his siblings being like, ooh, like mom's gonna kill you. And he tries to sweep it off of like the porch, but just pushes it all into the plant next. Like it's just like so much glass. It's so much glass. And then they like they look down at it and then they look up with like the camera and it's like him wheeling his suitcase down. It's so funny.
That's so good. I love that. You have some questions to ask me?
Oh, I do have questions to ask you. So as you know, we ask all of our visitors these two questions.
Visitor?
Guests.
Okay, yeah, because I'm not a visitor in this place.
That's true. Annie set up all of the equipment. She's in charge of this, actually. Okay, which one do you want to do first?
I don't care.
Okay, what's the best advice you've ever received?
Okay, the best advice I ever received, I'm going to kind of keep it on the same wavelength of, like, boys and stuff.
Right.
Because this is what it's about, you know?
Right. 2 cents.
And so I am usually the one who, like, dishes out the advice. So
I feel like me as well.
Yeah. And so, like, for me, it's not often that I ask for advice unless I'm in, like, a sticky situation.
Yep.
And I feel like a lot of people know that I call it sticky situations almost every time. Right? I'm always like, I'm in a sticky situation.
You do. You do say that. Yeah. I'm like, Anna.
Yeah. Anne Marie.
I genuinely just can never remember what your middle name is, so I just make up a bunch.
Yeah, usually it's Anne Marie or Anne Elizabeth.
I saw when we went to Starbucks today, there's a dentist right next to the Starbucks called Anne Elizabeth. I almost stopped to take a picture.
You should have. Anyway, so the best advice I've ever gotten was that hold on. I feel like I need a second to think of how they worded it. Because the way they worded it really just, like, hit home.
It always does.
I think it was, like, if they like you, you'll know. And if you don't know, they don't like you. And I feel like it's hard to hear, but it's so true, right?
Tears running down my face. That was so good.
Right? So, like,
it was good, yeah.
It's really good advice, but it's really a tough pill to swallow.
It is.
Because you know how many people you're like, oh my god, they're so cute. I like them. And then you're like, but I don't know if they like me. And it's because, like, you make up all these situations in your head that, like, they could potentially like you.
You're coming at me right
now. I'm not. This happens to me, like, so often. Also, just like Courtney, I've never had a boyfriend. So, like, I'm in the same boat.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so, like, there have been so many times where I'm just like, well, this happened so he could like me. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, when all those kids that you don't like, you're like, oh, they definitely like me and I'm not interested.
Yeah, like, I have one in mind.
I have a couple in mind. So it's like, you know when someone likes you.
That's true.
And if you don't know, then they just don't like you like that. And it's tough.
But what if they are like, she doesn't like me, and then it's like you're both like, but she doesn't like me, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like, I'm gonna bring up,
I guess, like, you can pick up on that type of
stuff. No, yeah, exactly. Let me bring up a situation that Courtney knows very well.
Okay.
But I think it might enlighten the viewers. So I'm gonna be as vague as possible.
Good.
Because I'm not trying to call anyone out.
Yes.
Also for my own sake, don't want to do that to myself.
Naturally.
But, like, people know when you're flirting with them. You know? And you'll say you'll, like, say things, and then obviously that's a line that you're using, and you're flirting, and so, like, they know that you like them. You know?
Yes.
Do I have to go?
Wait, do I know who you're talking about?
I think so. Yes.
Yeah.
I just
sign language.
No, I don't know sign language. I only know the first letter that she said. It's pretty self-explanatory if you were to see it.
It's true.
So yeah, I think that advice is really good, but I don't like it. You know,
that's true. I like a lot of the advice I give sounds so good coming out of my mouth, but if someone were to tell it to me, I'd be like, mm-mm.
Yeah, that's because it's like,
I don't follow my own advice.
I think I usually do follow my own advice, and I think that's why I don't usually ask for advice.
That's true. I guess, like, I would say we both have pretty level heads in, like, the situation of, like, yeah, we're both kind of crazy and,
agreed,
like, are prone to, like, well, what if this happens or this could happen?
Yeah.
Like, we're very hopeful thinkers, but we're also very realistic.
Yeah.
And, like, when it comes down to the situation, we're
like,
here's what's happening.
This is my analogy, right? So here we are. We have balloons. Sometimes our mind can be the balloon, but then we have that string that we can just pull down and then... Sorry, that was probably...
Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to edit that down.
And then we can just, like, come right back to reality, you know? Sometimes we're the balloon, sometimes we're the,
like,
person holding the balloon.
But we always are... We've always got those strings.
Yeah,
I think.
We've always
That's
got
me
those
and you.
Strings.
We got them.
Mm-hmm. So, the best advice I've ever given?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Oh, I had it. I knew it earlier, but I forget. Right
yeah,
now.
No, because I asked you these questions at breakfast.
What was it?
Guys, Annie and I get every single meal
no,
together.
I know.
If anyone wants to join. And also, each time, we have something to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, we'll be not together for, like, 2 hours and be like, I have tea. Yeah.
That happened today.
It did.
What was the best advice I've ever given? I don't know. We're going to have to come back to it because
it's fine. You
I
have
forgot.
Time.
Yeah, I have time. Yeah, I got time. So this morning we got breakfast. I saw Courtney last night, obviously, at dinner, probably.
Like, when we say, we're not, like, roommates in the sense that both of our beds are in the same room.
Yeah.
But we do share,
A bathroom and a wall.
A bathroom and a wall. And, Annie, you went to bed pretty early last
night.
Oh,
yeah, I did.
Did you hear Brooke and I laughing
oh, no.
so hard?
I thought you were going to say something else.
Well, it was about that.
Oh.
Do you think they listen?
Wait, no.
One of our roommates, can I talk about it, you think?
Sure. One of our roommates.
She. Love her. Very nice. If you are listening, we like you. Don't think this means we don't.
Just walk quieter, please.
She stomps like she's going to wake up the dead below us. And there's a whole apartment below us.
Yeah.
So I feel bad. But it was unreal last night.
No, I know.
She had to walk back and
you.
Forth.
Did
like
you
10.
Get my text?
You text. Okay. So Brooke takes her headphones off her head and goes, oh, what is she doing? Why is she walking like that? And I start laughing so hard because I brought up what you normally compare the sound to, which I'm not going to say because that could be
Has Brooke ever heard my...
No, okay. She just never heard us talk about it before.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like we talk about it every day.
We do, but it's normally just me and you. So, like, I can't even get my breath together because I'm about to try and say what you compare the sound to, and you text me right then and there. So then I also can't breathe because I was like, Andy just texted me. And then just from there on out, anytime it happened, we both took our headphones off and we're like...
I know. And what's so funny is that Abby and I were also talking about it.
How do you not know? Like, and the ground shakes.
I know, I know.
And, like, it's not... It has nothing to do with, like, her weight or, like,
no,
anything.
No, 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 no.
Like, not in the slightest.
Completely average girl, you know?
Completely. But, like, you... I can't even... It's not even like she's, like, strutting. Like, you see her and you're like, how are you making that much noise?
If you saw her, you would... Never mind, I was going
to
say
she has to just walk on her heels.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, dig them into the ground.
So there was this one time where...
It's
going
to be dense by the end of the semester.
They're going to be like a trench. So there was this one time where Courtney and I and Brooke... No, Courtney and I. I had just come out from a night out. Courtney was already home. So I walk in. Courtney and I were having a sleepover that night, I think. Because she was in Abby's bed. And I walk in and I was like, do you want to go hang out next door?
Oh, okay, I remember.
And so then we go hang out next door. And so, like...
Brooke was there that night.
She was?
Yep.
I don't think so.
Yep.
Okay. Brooke is our other roommate. And so Courtney and I, we go next door and we're, like, hanging out with the people next door. And then all of a sudden, one of our roommates, not the loud walker, she walks in and she was coming upstairs to tell us to quiet down because the apartment below her was, like, complaining about us being too noisy. Meanwhile...
We're not in our apartment. We're in the apartment next. Remind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, it's the apartment next to us, the people below them that were complaining about the noise mm-hmm. that they thought was coming from our neighbors where we were. And but... so, they come up to, like, say something and it's, like... I don't know, 3 a.m., 2 a.m.,
yeah,
and we're all sitting. We're really not doing anything.
Yeah, we're all sitting down. Like, not a single one of us was standing up or going anywhere.
And so here's my theory. She walks so loud that people, not even directly below us, but directly below, like, in diagonal, can hear.
We know the girls below us.
They said, quote, it sounds like a stampede, end quote. And we were sitting.
Is that the night she broke her phone and ran through the apartment? I think
maybe
it
is. Yeah, that could have been.
I think that's what it was because she was really upset. But we know, well, I know. I just consider you knowing the people I know because we go everywhere together.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
I know two of the girls that live in the apartment below us, so I think
we might
need to do some investigating because it is out of hand.
Yeah, we don't.
I'm
even
expecting an anonymous note soon. We're
we don't even live below us, and we have an issue.
It's nothing I've ever experienced before.
I know, it's just, it's crazy.
You ever, you watched New Girl, right?
Yeah, of course, I've seen every episode.
You know, like, Winston's pogo episode?
Vaguely.
It's, like, where, the, like, he does something that, like, they all don't like, but, like, no one mentions it, because, like, it's just, like, his thing. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
And then, like, by the end of the episode, he's, like, they tell, like, he finds out about it, and they tell him what it is. And then at the end of the episode, he's, like, well... Like, and he goes and tells everyone else their pogo.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay.
It's just her pogo.
Yeah. But I've told her.
You have?
Yeah, directly to her face.
Oh, what'd she say?
Oh, I thought you knew.
I did not.
Well, I mean, I told her to her face, so I guess I can say it.
How long ago?
Last semester.
Oh, she did not. She didn't listen.
No. So I guess I can say it because I've told her before. So it was like after a night out and we were like sitting in the kitchen. And they come home, and she, like, comes, she walks in, and, like, we're having conversation, and then,
Was I there?
I think so.
Oh.
And so then we were talking about something, and she said something, I go, well, it sounds like you walk, like, you have two peg legs.
I didn't know you told her you thought she had peg legs.
I did.
Oh.
Like... That's probably why
that's the noise that I was telling Brooke last night.
That's probably why she thinks so poorly of us.
I picture Mr. Krabs.
No. No, Mr. Krabs' legs move too fast.
Like, I know he doesn't have peg legs, but that's what I picture when you say peg
No,
legs.
Mr. Krabs walks like, you know?
Yeah, I do know.
Only more of like a rattly.
Yeah, I got you.
So I did tell her. Was
she offended?
I don't know. I can't really remember. It was like,
I'm sure we have annoying tendencies.
Oh, of course.
Like, we both sing fairly loud.
Yeah.
I was going to say in the shower, but just everywhere. It was probably earlier than it should have been, but it was necessary that I was blasting Queen in my bedroom today, but it was louder than it should have been. And I was like, okay, if I was next door taking a nap,
I'd be pissed. Yeah. But sometimes it's hard because I'll be like laying in bed at 6 p.m. trying to take a nap and they're so loud and I'm like, yeah. I don't have the right to do anything.
Right.
Which sucks. But,
and it was just a necessary dance.
Just gotta live with it, you know? And, like, obviously I can't be mad at that, but sometimes I am taking naps at, like, 4 p.m. and I would appreciate it being quiet, but, right.
But also, like, if I hear, like, that type of music blasting, I just assume, like, okay, they needed to have a dance party alone in their room now, and I'm not gonna be mad because I do that.
Yeah. Sometimes, I don't know. Never mind, I'm not gonna bring it up. Sorry, audience.
Or, like, when we come home from a night out and they aren't out, I'm sure we're annoying. I don't know. I go straight to bed.
Me too. I go straight to bed, and usually if I see them in passing, I'm always like, shh, my roommate is sleeping. And every time I say that, Abby is always like, I heard you defend me last night. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Always gotta stick up for them snoozy girls, you know?
Right. I think that I would benefit from being a snoozy girl sometimes.
I'm always a snoozy girl. It's in the afternoon, though.
Lately, I haven't been able to fall asleep for my naps. Like, if I'm like, okay, you have an hour, nap. I won't fall asleep. I'll just lay there with my eyes closed. Like, too tired to open the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
But when you guys, my mind has too much on it.
When you guys were recording
change now.
When you guys were recording those Snapchats about Abby being a 10, you know?
Oh.
I was awake. The whole time. And I heard everything.
I couldn't see your eyes, so I wasn't sure. But
yeah, I put my hood on.
We did a good job at whispering.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciated it, definitely. Yeah, it was good. I think Courtney has something to tell everyone about her weekend.
I do. Guys, my life, Annie said it best, I think, mm-hmm. when she was talking to Luke.
Quote me. Thank
our
you.
Our friend Luke. Our friend group, they're just talking about how our friend group is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke.
A lot of characters, you know?
We do. And Luke is like, I'm crazy. Or no.
Let me explain it.
Yeah. You just do it.
I was talking to my friend Luke, and I was like, we're talking about how Luke is crazy and how Abby's crazy. And I'm not that crazy. I just like.
Yeah, you are.
I like am mentally crazy, but I'm not like a freak.
Like, yeah.
I'm
Abby,
not,
like, Abby and Luke are freaks.
Yeah. And I'm just like crazy.
Yeah.
And so Luke was like, and Courtney's crazy. And I'm like, no, Courtney isn't crazy. Crazy things happen to Courtney, but she is completely normal.
You hear that? People, normal. I'm normal. But to add on to the fact that crazy things happen to me, Saturday, we were just, you know, out doing our thing.
Doing what we do. Enjoying our time. I think we should say the name of where we were because...
No, I think that would be bad.
They hit you.
Okay, no, don't ruin it. So I'm standing there talking to my good old friend Caroline.
The people deserve to know.
Nah, I can't do that to that place.
Yeah, we've gotten our share.
We've gotten our share. There you go. I was going to say, we got it back. I'm standing there having a nice conversation with my dear old friend Caroline, and... The sequence is not definite. It was just all a blur of the exact happenings. But someone across the backyard was just like being funny and picked up this dead squirrel in the backyard and flung it about a good distance. And it hit us. And I just... Like, imagine, okay, it felt like someone ran into me and then looking down and being like, oh no, that was a dead, frozen, because it was cold out, squirrel.
Mm-hmm. It did snow, so it was frozen.
It was a frozen dead squirrel that hit me in my body.
Mm-hmm. And then it ricocheted off Courtney and hit Caroline. And Caroline is wearing this nice white puffy jacket.
She told me today she washed it 5 times.
Good. And it had squirrel juices on it. Not blood.
Squirrel. Like, think Candace Flynn squirrels in my pants, but real life.
And dead.
And a dead squirrel. They're not crawling around. So then, by the time we realized what happened, and we're like, this is a joke. This is not real life. Someone just came on by with a shovel.
A rake.
Shoveled it up, looked up, said, sorry about that, and took it away. And to say I'm not surprised is an understatement, because sometimes I feel like I'm on the Truman Show.
Yeah.
Someone had to have written that in. Someone, like John Mulaney, who is my writer. Is writing. I want to meet my writer, because to be like first weekend back at school, this girl's gonna
have a fun time,
have a good weekend. Just kidding, squirrel,
squirrel.
Yeah. So that's just a little info.
Mind you, she was wearing my jacket, and then she gets home, just hangs it up, puts it back in my closet.
Caroline
washed hers 5 times. No, mine's back in that closet.
There were no juices.
As far as you know.
Yep. Yeah, and then, so I have friends where we were, and it turns out they were, like, talking about, like, some guy texted in their group chat, like, guys, like, I accidentally hit a girl with a squirrel today. And my friend, I'm sitting next to my friend Nick, and he takes a picture of me and sends it in the group chat. And it's like, yeah, it was her. And now I'm known as Squirrel Girl. So happy spring semester.
Starting off with the nickname of
Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl. Nice. I'm so happy for you.
I'm so not. I would love to be known for other reasons.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, well. You win some, you lose some.
I know. I think it's
a great story.
Yeah, just like after the fact, it's better than in the moment, you know?
Like, I am lucky that I have a sense of humor in the fact that, like, I wasn't angry. Yeah. It hit me and I was like, seems about right. But, like,
wouldn't expect anything less.
Right. But I didn't realize, so, like, I texted my sister because she has squirrel problems in her like yard.
Okay.
Like they like torment her. Like they'll like crawl, use their claws and crawl up her screens.
I have a video of that.
Yeah, and like no, but it's the same squirrel and it just stares at her while she's in her room. It's very creepy. She sends me lots of videos and
that is weird.
Uh-huh. So I texted her and was like, "Hey, you want to hear what my day was like? I got hit by a flying dead squirrel." And, like, she immediately was like, "I'm gonna vomit. That's disgusting. Please shower a bunch." And I was like, oh, I didn't even think of the fact that was disgusting. I was just like, all right.
You're like, all right, I've accepted it.
Adds up, I guess.
We used to have squirrels that lived in the walls of our house. And then it gave birth.
Wow.
And there was a bunch of baby squirrels. And so we
squirrels in my pants. But the wall edition.
S-I-M-W.
S-I-M-W squirrels in my walls.
Ew. And so we had to, you know those, like, claws you could buy at, like, the toy store? That, like,
no.
They were...
Like the grabbers?
Like, yeah, they were, like, a rod with, like, a clamp at
the
end.
Yes.
And, like, you just pull it.
You had to grabber baby squirrels
out of
your walls. That's fantastic.
And then we put them in one of those, like, Home Depot orange buckets.
Right.
And then brought them to the MSPCA.
Nice.
Yeah. Because we were like, what are we supposed to do with these squirrels?
With all those squirrels.
And then, like, we brought my dog to the MSPCA, too, just, like, for the fun of it. And someone was like, you bring that dog here? We were like, no. They were like, dang. I was like, I know, he's cute.
I also talked to Caroline today, and she was like, I understand how gross it was. But I'm just thankful that another Elon squirrel is off campus, because those things are terrifying. And I was like,
good
Good comment. Good comment. That's good.
You know what else I thought about today?
What?
I was in my sport management class and we were talking about.
As you normally are.
Yeah. In my sports management class, you know. I usually.
You know. It does comes and goes.
Yeah. We were in class and we were talking about something. And then oak trees came up, and I was like...
Did you tell the story about Devin?
No, I should have. That's what I'm about to tell right now.
Okay.
But if you'd like to tell it, you can.
Oh, no, it's not much other than, so like...
Courtney has a friend that...
Yeah.
Well, if you go to Elon, you know that Elon means oak in Hebrew, is it?
Some language.
In some language.
Latin?
And no.
Oh.
And so there's oak everywhere. Oak trees everywhere.
Oak trees are everywhere.
Like, oak leaf is part of our, like,
you graduate under the oak trees.
Yeah, and then you get an acorn when you get, like, when they welcome you to the school.
Mm-hmm. And they give you a legit oak sapling when you graduate.
Yeah, and Courtney's friend is allergic to oak trees.
She just found out that she's allergic to oak trees, and that's why she's been sick since first day freshman year. Which
just
is just
so unfortunate.
So tragic.
Yeah. I used to be like highly allergic to mosquitoes.
Oh my gosh,
and
they blow
and so,
up.
Yeah. Mm. I like when I was little I would get bit and it would be like the size of a softball on the back of my leg.
Yum.
I'm like, maybe it was just my eczema.
And he has a new diagnosis of eczema.
Yeah. It's been tough.
Yeah. I think I'm following in your footsteps.
It's not contagious.
Yeah, I just
that I know of.
Yeah, I don't know what it's from.
So there's this concept that Courtney and I pioneered in a discussion we had on a radio show, and it's this concept of forever crushes, you know.
Yeah.
And so this is like, you know, those people like in elementary school that you like start to have a crush on and then like nothing ever comes of it.
Oh no.
And so you're just like always in the back of your head like, oh, I just will always have a crush on
I
you.
I love you.
And like I'll marry you. A lot of times I feel like forever crushes fall into the category of I wouldn't date you, but I'd marry you.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't understand that.
Let's
but
see
I think
if I
you
can
do.
Explain it. I do. Because I don't want to have to, like, go on dates with you or, like, play that whole, like, do you like me, I like you kind of, like, dating situation. But, like,
if you proposed, I'd say yes.
If you were to get down on 1D right now, I would say yes. Did I say 1D instead of 1D?
I think you did. 1D's always on the mind.
One Direction, I love you. You're my forever crush. No, if you were to get down on one knee right now or at any point in my future, relationship or not, I would contemplate it.
Right? So, like, I have a couple. And I feel like at this point, all my forever crushes know that they're a forever crush. And I definitely think I probably have some that are in the making here at Elon.
Oh, I have...
Maybe a handful.
I have for sure one that I can think of straight away.
I think I have at least two here.
I think if I were to try harder, I could remember. Oh, okay, there's two. There's absolutely two.
And so, like, everyone from my hometown, I feel like they know they're my forever crush.
Does your forever crush that I know about know that he's your forever crush?
Timmy Lou.
Oh, right. We're just throwing...
Timmy Lou, you're my forever crush.
I'm not saying the names of mine out loud.
That's fine.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, I really don't know Timmy Lou that well.
like Timmy Lou does not know how many conversations he has been the topic of.
Okay, Timmy, if you're listening, I swear I'm not that weird. He's always just been like a character, you know? He was like a character in my life before he was a forever crush, you know?
So what age were we when we started to love Timmy Lou?
I was probably like in 8th grade.
Oh, naturally.
Yeah, right?
Right.
And so
what kind of character was he? Was he like the like kind of like alternative Timmy Lou?
Oh, no.
Timmy Lou cracks jokes. Is Timmy Lou brilliant?
Timmy Lou's the quiet kid that I crack jokes to and like
he silently giggles next to you.
He's still funny even though I'm telling the jokes. You know?
I do.
Yeah.
I do know. Timmy Lou.
Yeah.
Do you want to be my forever crush as well?
He would be if you met him.
Okay.
And so.
Yeah. I feel like we both know the type of people that we would fall in love with.
Yeah. And now. So, like, I think he went to my elementary school and stuff. But then, like, in 8th grade, it was me, my best friend, Timmy Lou, and this other kid who actually was my first kiss. And we all sat at a table.
Wow.
Do
you want to let the listeners know where he is now?
My first kiss is in jail.
All right. Now we're going to pass by it. Continue the story.
And so it was the four of us, but it was my best friend before we were best friends.
Okay.
And so we always credit Timmy Lou with our friendship.
Nice.
And so, like, this table, like, yielded me a best friend and a forever crush.
And Timmy Lou and a first kiss.
No, I kissed him way before that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's just having the past merge with the future.
Yeah. It's nice. Just the stars aligned.
We love a good table like that.
And so, like, I would, like...
Shout out to that seating chart.
I know. Only... Never mind. I'm not going to get into it.
You don't.
So, like, this class, we... Me and this friend, who was, like, my best friend at the time, we were, like, not best friends in the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were, like, Timmy, we're best friends. Quiz us on anything and I'll know it about her. And, like, we weren't friends. And so then it turns out we, like, quizzed each other. Timmy was, like, okay, what's your favorite color? And I was, like, purple. She was, like, yeah. And then, like, from there we were just, like, best friends because nice. It's like we quiz each other. We're no longer friends, but that's okay. Oh. No hard feelings. And so, like, and just from there I was like, Timmy, you're great, you know. And then right. I would just, like, see Timmy every now and then, and, like, he's just one of those people where, like, if you asked everyone of my friends in high school, they'd be like, yes, I love Timmy Lou, you know.
I don't know if I have any high school forever crushes.
Mine are, well, well, I have...
No, he's not a forever crush.
We've spent a lot of time talking about him. I'm sorry, Timmy. But this...
I feel like Timmy's got to be flattered.
He better be.
He's, like, blushing.
Should
right
I send
now.
This to him? No, I'm not going to.
No.
Maybe I'll just title it. We'll title it, like...
We'll title it Timmy Lou and see if he ever finds looks it. Up. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. And so we'll put him in the hashtags. and so then, like, in high school, I would always just be like, my guy.
Yeah.
Timmy. He might go by Tim now. I don't know.
I would hate that.
Right? And so then, like, senior year, sophomore year, we had prom. I mean, junior year, we had prom.
Okay.
And I didn't dance specifically with him, but he was with the group.
Wow.
He was with the group of people I was dancing with at prom to Come On Eileen.
Oh, that's the best song to dance to at any school dance.
Right?
You know the part that's like, and you just, like, lose it?
Right? And so, like, can you just imagine you and your forever crush and your friends all dancing to Come On Eileen at prom?
I can't, but
highlight of my life, right?
That's going to make it in, like, when you die and, like, the best part of your life flashes before your eyes.
It's going to be me dancing.
That's going to be in it.
Yeah. And then senior year, he sat in the same row as me this was junior year, actually. He sat in the same row as me in pre-calc, and then he offered to bring my calculator up to the room for me, and I was like, Timmy.
So is that him showing you he likes you?
Well, if he liked me, I would know it.
That's what I was hinting at.
No, I don't think he liked me. I think he started dating someone else. But, like,
oh.
Timmy, I don't even care if you're dating someone else. You'll always be one of my crushes.
Good.
You know? And it's not even as much as it is, like, a romantic crush. It's that I just love who he is as a person.
Yeah.
And then I found out last year that he moved to Colorado. And no one told me. So
you
I couldn't
get to have a goodbye party.
No, I didn't confess my love.
Do you follow him on Instagram?
I do.
Okay.
I'll pull up his Instagram just
for
my
own.
Yeah,
I can see it.
Yeah. And then I have some other, like, forever crushes. Court knows one of them. My mans, who's not my mans, who I want to be my mans.
He is only ever referred to by that full term. Like, we see him in the dining hall almost always.
Every day.
And it's like, we know his name. Actually,
I know his name.
I know his name now. But, like, it's just in one breath, Annie, your man's is on your man's, who you want to be your man's is here. Over by the pasta.
Exactly. And, like, we have talked about him live on air.
Yeah.
With that term.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he knows.
One day on Annie's radio show, we challenged the listeners that if them had crushes on us to show up to the dining hall after and let us, not even let us know, just show up. And I would say 40%, maybe 50% of the boys we were obsessed with were in that dining hall that night.
Oh, true, true, true.
And it was sheer coincidence, and we know that, but we were geeking the whole time.
Like, in the back of our head, they, one, could have been listening, and two...
Oh, Timmy Lou.
Right? Just such a pure dude.
What a cutie.
I know. And so, yeah, forever crushes. There's definitely some that, like, I can't say.
Oh, yeah. If I were to say the two here on this podcast, I'd be doomed.
Well, that's why we have nicknames, you know? In high school.
Like, the one that's my forever crush. I don't know if you know the other one I'm talking about.
I feel like I do.
Abby definitely does, because every time she sees him, she texts me.
Oh, that's fun.
I was gonna say something. He's not as much of a forever crush now, but last year, oh boy.
Oh, in high school, did you, like, come up with nicknames? So, like, you could talk about someone and, like, not have them know?
No.
Oh, I did. My friend group, we had Turtle. Turtle's the only one coming to head right now.
Oh.
We had Turtle. Oh, we had.
No, we didn't. I don't think we did.
We had a lot.
We just straight up would talk about people.
I feel like one of them was called Leche.
One like of them. Milk?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
No, I none of them are coming to mind, so I think we would just talk about them, and if they heard, then it's like, bad. But also, it was never really anything bad. It's normally just, like, funny stuff.
Do you want to hear a really, like, awkward position I was put in?
Sure.
One year. So it was sophomore year, and I, like, had two friends that were in my class with me, my 20th century history class, and, like, we were friends, but we weren't really that close yet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, one of them had a huge crush on this guy, right?
Yes.
And so...
Sounds like me.
He sat next to her in class.
Okay.
And so, it was him, her, me. And so, one day, I was standing up talking to her, mm-hmm. and, like, he was obviously on the other side of her.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I was talking to her, and then I said something about, like, my phone, and he was like, oh, your number? Do you want to put it in my phone?
Oh, no.
And he is cute. Well, he was at the time. I would never date him now, but...
Did you put it in?
No, I was like, if you want me to.
Oh, good answer. Great
and
answer.
And then he said, no, never mind, you don't have to. And I was like, I had to reject this guy.
Mm-hmm. Girl code.
And this girl, like, he just asked me for my number. And she was literally in the middle of the conversation. It was really unfortunate. And then...
That is sad.
My other friend in that class started dating his best friend.
Okay.
And then he would never give me the time of day.
Oh.
I know. It's kind of a bad situation.
Yeah.
Here's another situation that we need, that we're going to talk about for advice.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain the situation? I'm not sure how thorough I should be, so I'm going to leave it up to your discretion.
Yeah. So we had someone want us to kind of discuss their situation and just give it much as much advice as we could. Or if the listeners also want to, like, DM us what they would do, that'd be cool,
too.
Oh,
yeah, that would be good. Also, if you want your situation to be hashed out.
Yeah, bring it on in.
Because, you know, we got one, we need another.
But basically, on a night out, this girl ran into someone she works with that she thinks is cute. And... they were, like, hitting it off, but then it was kind of cut short. And now, like, they're friendly in the office because they've had a conversation, like, outside of work, you know? But that's it. And she is like, well, what if there's still something there? I wish that we saw each other more.
Yeah. And I think...
What do I do?
Kind of the situation is that ever since that interaction... things at work have just, like,
changed,
progressed.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
If I'm understanding the situation correctly.
Right.
And I don't know. I feel like it's such a hard situation when you're, it's like a workplace thing because.
It's the same of, like, we're friends in school, but not really outside of school. Like, what is this? What is this?
Yeah. And also, like, when you introduce the whole work dynamic,
mm-hmm.
it's like you have to be professionals, you know?
But do you?
I feel like, yeah, I would. Okay. And that's why it's like, I don't know, that's why I feel like it's polarizing, you know?
I don't know what that word means.
Polarizing means like, if I'm thinking of it correctly, like if you polarize something, it splits it into two. Like the two poles.
Okay.
And then you have two very definitive answers.
Okay.
Because, like...
So, it's like, okay, if they work together, then she shouldn't do anything. Because but they work if they together. Didn't work together, she should shoot her shot.
Yeah, that's what I would say. But it's tricky.
But, like, the fact that they work together kind of gives her an in.
I know.
And also, if they didn't work together, they wouldn't know each other. Hands down.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, is that supposed to be, like, is that supposed to be, like, helpful?
Well, if I, like, I personally like to take my work very seriously, and I hold myself to a certain standard when I'm at work.
It depends what the job is, I would say.
Yeah, I agree, but also, like, let's say your advisor or something, or someone mm-hmm. was, like, asked, like, about your professionality.
That's true.
And, like, even though I am on really good terms with an advisor, like, what if you weren't? They're like, honestly, they're not as professional as they could be. You
yeah,
know?
I guess.
And I think something especially like romance in the office is something that is usually extremely unprofessional.
Yeah, that's basing it on my knowledge of the office and Parks and Recreation, I guess. Yeah, I could see that.
So that's why I think it's difficult. And I...
So what would you tell this girl to do?
You have to make a move that's not in work.
Oh, okay, so you're not saying don't make a move. You're just saying you cannot make a move while you're at work together.
I agree.
So how does she do that if they don't ever see each other outside of work?
I don't know. That's why, like, I feel like it's hard to address. Because if that's your only thing you, like...
Have, like, purposely run into them in other places? Are you advising her to purposely run into him?
I mean, if it were me, I would. But you would have to go to certain lengths. And sometimes those lengths aren't okay.
And sometimes they're embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay. if they happen to run into each other, I think, yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Do something about it. But,
okay.
You know?
Yes, I do. I definitely agree that she shouldn't do nothing about it. It's just a matter of how to go about it
mm-hmm.
in a way that, because even if, you like you said, like, if he liked you, you would know type of situation. Mm-hmm. Like, what if you're, like, convincing yourself and then...
Convincing yourself that he is interested or that he isn't?
That he is, and then, like... If it were to go wrong,
and then it's awkward.
And then you still work together.
Well, here's...
But also, that's just my always
here's
fear
the, crucial tidbit of information.
Yeah.
Crucial tidbit of information one. I believe that since the intentional flirting,
uh-huh.
that kind of kickstarted everything, so they weren't friends in the office before that happened.
Okay. Oh, so, like, it's not that big of a loss. Is that what you're saying?
Kind of. Like... I don't think they were on each other's radar until that happened.
Okay.
And then that happened, and then it was like, oh, hey.
So, like, being really awkward wouldn't be the worst thing in the world because they also aren't, like, friends.
I don't know if that's exactly it. But here's crucial tidbit number two.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The guy doesn't work there anymore.
Whoa. Like, ever?
Yep.
Oh, then 100% this girl should shoot her shot.
Yeah, but I thought that they never see each other outside the office.
But that's not an office relationship. That is a strictly, we met in the office, he has been relocated, I'm allowed to make my move. This is a classic, Jim, if that's not how that works.
But then they have
like
to
Pam
go.
Like Pam missing Jim
no,
when
but
Jim
then,
transfers.
Yeah, but then... they have to go out of their way to unruly lengths to run into them, which is where we're like,
sometimes you gotta work.
How hard you gotta work?
That's my advice. Not too hard. Don't embarrass yourself, but at the same time, like, don't make it known that you're going to lengths.
Oh, of course. It has to be casual.
Yes.
Oh, like, oh, you're getting dinner here at the same time I'm getting dinner here? Let me go chat you up while I, just for a sec.
Yeah, because then she could even be like, I haven't seen you in the office. I'd act like she doesn't know that he doesn't work there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then he can explain, like, I don't work there anymore. And then she can be like, oh, well, if she's like, well, I'm never going to see you, we should hang out sometime. It's
that
it's,
might be too bold. I think
it's bold, but like
no, I think it more. No, I think it has to be more of a plant the seed. Be oh, like, okay. Oh my god, I haven't seen you in. Excuse me, I haven't seen you in the office recently. Do you still come in? Oh no, I can't anymore. Or like, I work somewhere else. Blah blah blah. And it's like, oh, that's a shame. I'm gonna miss seeing you around. Cause then that little.
That's true. Plant that. Yeah, plant it, you know? Cultivate. I'm in gardening this semester.
Yeah.
You need the soil.
Because you have to strategically choose your words. Yeah, you have to strategically choose your words so that it could just be you being friendly. But at the same time, it's like, oh, I miss you. You know?
I like it.
I know.
Okay. We're giving. I hope you're listening, girl who asked us to talk about this, because you're welcome.
We're giving out good advice.
We're giving out great advice.
Here's another factor. Let's say you threw Tinder into this conversation.
Oh boy.
What do you think the move would be? Ideal situation.
So coming from someone that uses the app mostly as a game.
Yeah. Agreed.
I would say don't super like. Because
no,
I
don't super like anyone.
No, here's
unless
the
you know them personally.
I personally super like the people I know to be like funny. To be
agreed.
Like what's
Yeah.
Like, for instance, I super liked Luke today.
Luke Stoddard?
Yep.
Yeah, I super liked him, too. We're matched. One time, he didn't reply to my text, so I had to Tinder message him.
That's tough.
I know.
Well, yeah, so I super liked him today. But, like, if you see someone that you, like, you know, but that you also kind of have a crush on.
Do you think it's a good idea to swipe?
Yeah, because they wouldn't swipe on you unless they also were either low-key interested or being, but the trick is making sure that you're not swiping right just to be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, okay. But here's also
in a platonic way.
Yeah. Here's a counter argument kind of to that.
Yes.
So I have only ever, I also used Tinder in a game sense.
Yes.
You know, swipe the night, it was right up my alley.
Swipe the night. Wait, have you seen, I saw recently that the, like, fairly recently, that there is a new thing of like, oh crap, what did it say? It was like, this person has like a secret crush on you or something. It pretty much just like showed me someone. It wasn't a super like, but it was like, this person swiped on you. Like, it was like,
whoa.
Choose your, it was like, gave me six like blank cards, and it was like, choose one of them. These people like you.
That's cool. I've never seen that. I haven't been on Tinder in like a while.
Neither had I.
I guess we'll have to go on.
Yeah.
Okay, but so I don't really use Tinder seriously. I just kind of have it for fun. And the only time
I've
ever... The only time things have ever progressed beyond Tinder is when you know them previously.
Mm-hmm.
And also when you finally... Not finally, but like if you know someone previously and then you match on Tinder, I think it sends the message of... I just want to hook up. And so I don't think I don't think that she should swipe on him unless she wants to just hook up.
That's true. Because so she needs to figure out what she wants.
Yeah, because in my experience, like, the only place Tinder is going to go is to a hookup.
Yeah. But I will say that even if she doesn't swipe on him and there's a way that he just sees her card.
Then he's like, oh, she's on the market.
It's like an Instagram ad. Like, oh,
that's supposed to say?
She's prowling.
Oh.
And then it's like, not even like it's planting a seed, but it's like, okay, this girl.
Has the same intentions as me because we're both
looking,
on this app. Yeah.
Is like, she's not in a relationship. Like, that's, you can strike that out of the cards. And if she is, she probably shouldn't be here.
And if she is and has a relationship.
Then I know she's not a great person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, girl, I think you should
definitely don't be afraid to shoot the shot, but shoot it subtly.
Yeah, a nice subtle shoot the seed.
With the whole he doesn't work there anymore situation is the game changer.
Yeah.
It's no longer an office relationship.
Yeah.
If it were to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like the office is a good place to, like, feel things out. because, like, you see each other, you talk, and then you can kind of, like, you know, get the vibes, you know? Yeah. And, like, if he were to, like, come over, like, a couple times during, like, the shift and be like, oh, what you up to, blah, 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 then it's kind of, I feel like that's kind of, like, hey, I'm coming over here to make convo with you.
Is that that type of unprofessionality that you're talking about? Or not yet?
I don't know. There's a difference between, like if you're blatantly, I feel like that's where it gets blurred, because if you're blatantly flirting in the office, that's unprofessional. But, like, if you're making convo to, like, get to know someone, okay, I think that's fine.
I see that.
I feel like if the convo goes in the direction of, like, just trying to get to know you,
yeah,
that is a good sign, but also it could be misleading.
Okay.
You know? Because it's like, are they friendly or are they trying to get to know me? You know?
Yes.
So it's hard to decipher.
Yeah. So closing statements. Girl, you should try it. Two, Annie, you didn't finish the questions. You didn't answer.
I know. The best advice I've ever given.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember it. Perfect.
Okay. Perfect.
Best advice I've ever given is that the nicest people don't give enough time to themselves. And I think a lot of people who are, like, some of the nicest people I've met don't allow themselves a lot of time for themselves to work on themselves and, like, have that downtime.
Okay.
And so I know a lot of people who really just, like, give their all in, like, certain areas of their life and then never, like, do things for themselves.
Okay.
And, I personally, I'll be honest, I live a very selfish life where I give myself a lot of that downtime, and I don't necessarily think it's, like, a bad thing.
Yeah.
But I do allow for a lot of time for myself. And so advice I give a lot of people is, like, you need to, like, make more time for yourself.
Okay. I like it.
Like, I've had a lot of friends who, like, struggle with self-confidence. And always my advice is, like, you need to, like, take time to, like, get to know yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
And do all that stuff. And so I don't know if that's, like, the best advice I've ever given, but it's one that I give
often
that you need to live your life more selfishly. You know?
I do. I like it.
Thank you.
My following closing statements are, if you have advice for this girl, DM us.
If you want
your story to be talked about, DM us. And if you think you're my forever crush, swipe right on me on Tinder. That's all I have.
Okay, let me say some closing words.
Okay.
One,
you're happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here.
You'll probably be back.
If you listen and you want me back, DM 2 cents.
Do it.
Request for me back. I'd love to come back.
Right.
Second, I had a great time. Third, if you want to talk to me specifically for advice, you can do that.
Oh, a little side business.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe we'll just have to see what's to come.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So we'll just leave you with that seed.
And four, if you want in on this friendship, DM us.
Like our friendship, yep. The two of us. Okay, yeah, be Courtney and I's friend.
Be our friend, because
we have a great time.
Are together 24/7.
Catch us Monday, Wednesday, Fridays in the dining hall at 10:40.
And Tuesday, Thursdays at 9:30.
Mm-hmm. Clohan, probably.
AM, breakfast time.
Yeah.
Or
Monday, Wednesdays
at
5:20 in McEwen.
McEwen. Do we eat dinner on Tuesday, Thursdays? I can't think of my schedule.
I don't think so. I have class until 5.
I also have class until 5. I can't think of what I've done in the past.
Me neither.
Did we get Doba?
I think I just go home and take a nap.
Oh.
So who knows? But catch us at the dining halls at those times.
If you're at the dining hall, just take a sweep around, because there's a good chance we're there.
If you're my forever crush on campus.
Oh my goodness, forever crush.
Bring
me a cookie.
Meet me in Clohan tomorrow at 9:30.
Wow. I second that statement.
Forever
crush. Wait. This is coming out on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday?
Yeah.
So then when this comes out, meet me in the dining hall Wednesday.
At 10:30.
At 10:40 in Clohan, and that's going to be the 19th of February.
I repeat, 10:40, 19th of February, Clohan, also known as NADES, Dining Hall. We will be at the booths.
Most likely, if you really want to make a statement, bring me a glass of orange juice.
I was literally just about to say, preferably come with a glass of the fresh squeezed lemonade. Yeah.
If anyone's sitting in the booth drinking orange juice on the 19th, you're going to be in love with me.
I'm going to assume you're in love with me.
I'm just going to assume.
I will give you a Valentine.
Oh, I will get Valentine's.
That's this Friday, Valentine's?
Yeah.
I guess technically, if you're listening to this, it was last Friday. It passed, so hope it went well.
All right, everyone. This has been a great episode. I'm so glad that you had me as your guest.
As always, 2 cents in, 2 cents out. Cha-ching.
Bye.